The ocean is a huge three-dimensional habitat, and similar to the way we named various layers in the rainforest, the regions of the ocean volume itself are also named according to its horizontal and vertical stratification. Try not to get these names confused with the names for regions of the ocean floor that I just introduced. These names tend to be used to refer to ocean habitat. Horizontally, the ocean can most simply be divided into two main regions: the littoral zone, which is the region between the low and high tide line near shore, and the pelagic zone, which is always open water, so below the low tide line. The pelagic zone can be further divided into the neritic zone, which is the open water that overlays the continental shelf, and the oceanic zone that consists of all areas deeper. Vertically, the situation is more complicated, and various naming structures exist depending on gradients in important factors such as light and temperature. The simplest division is based on light. The photic zone is the volume of surface water that light penetrates. Since it is the surface layer, a synonym for this layer is the epipelagic zone. The aphotic zone is the vast, deep volume of water below the photic zone, where light is absent. Total darkness prevails. There are various other named ocean strata that are associated with water temperature, and they're shown here. Since both light and temperature can vary at any given depth, the naming of various zones of the ocean are not defined by a specific depth range. There is one more word on this graphic that we haven't covered yet, but that it's important to learn since it's commonly used when talking about coral reefs. And that word is benthic. It refers to all things on and in the ocean bottom. So benthic organisms are those that live on or in the bottom. This very diverse group of organisms is collectively known as the benthos.